Live from the Civic Media Studios at WXCO in Wausau, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the world headquarters, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square in Madison. We are on location here at WXCO Studios. Thank you, Terry Barr, for that fantastic intro. We are here at Bull Falls Radio in beautiful downtown Wausau. Happy to do it and highlight this great part of Wisconsin. To my right, we have the wonderful Chad Holmes of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio every morning from 8 until 10. If you don't live here in Wausau, you can listen to it via the Civic Media app. Just go to Bull Falls Radio there, listen to Chad. And also joining us on the stream, thank you very much, Patrick, for adjusting your schedule. The host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8, also on Bull Falls Radio and across the Civic Media Radio Network, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being on. And how are you? How the heck are you, Chad?
I am doing great. It's wonderful to be have visitors. I tell you, I mean, both me and Lori, our salespeople, were so excited that you were coming today. And it's just, we made sure that we got the floor cleaned in front and made sure that the red carpet was rolled out.
Oh, geez. Well, it's a beautiful studio right here on the people walking by, people watching on the stream.
Yeah, nobody saw any snowballs yet.
No one's going about me
since we moved here.
I thought Pat Kreitlow might have recruited someone, but here I am, Pat. I'm finally up north.
I know. Nice to get you up there. But this screen between the two of you and me and Aaron Zommers, it's like the four horsemen of Civic Meat, or the Mount Rushmore, if you will, of civic media, or a complete symbol of radio patriarchy. Whatever it is, it's the four of us guys here, especially in that one window there, Todd and Chad, it says, reminding me of like Chad and Jeremy. I expect you to bust out into a summer song. Swaying in the summer.
Did you know that Chad and Jeremy were once on the Batman TV show?
Really? Wow! Now we're kicking it old school.
I haven't been able
we're
to use that.
Skewing to an older demographic all of a sudden.
I haven't been able to use that kind of information in a very long time.
Still, for my money, the best Batman around, the TV series.
Adam West.
Yes, Adam West. The man. Absolutely. Kreitlow, gotcha. What do you think?
Yes, I of course. I mean, again,
did I take it off my age has very quickly that. Here?
No, that's good. This is exactly what we want.
Personally, yeah. I think it depends what you're looking for from Batman, and if you want goofiness. Obviously, nothing can top Adam West because that version is goofy as hell in the best way.
It's campy.
Yeah, it's campy. It is a comic book.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're looking for something else, I mean, both Val Kilmer and George Clooney, you know, kind of showed off their butt in the little tight Batman suit. So it really depends on what are you looking for in a Batman?
And then somewhere in the middle is Michael Keaton. He has that humor, but he had the good sense to say no to the nipples on the bat suit.
Right? And then if you want Batman to sound like this, you watch Christian Bale.
I was going to say, Christian Bale's got to make an appearance somehow, and he gets it for goofiest Batman voice of them all.
These are the hot topics here on the Todd Alba Show. What are you looking for in a Batman?
look, if we still want to talk New Hampshire primary or anything like that, I mean,
I do want to get to some serious stuff here. And again, we're live on location here in Wausau. Chad Holmes and Pat Kreitlow join us right now. And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, really excited for this, a guy I've known for a while, Jeff Nania. He's one of these people, kind of a Renaissance guy who's had two or three different careers. He was a conservation officer, I believe, and been in law enforcement. And now, for the last few years, he's an author and written books about, in particular, outdoors. In many of his books are set in northern Wisconsin. So I thought, well, here, we're up north, and I think it's a good opportunity to talk to Jeff. So that'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. Both of your shows, Chad and Pat, are located in, and we can get into the nuances of what is quote-unquote northern Wisconsin. For my money, it's north of Highway 29 that kind of goes from Green Bay over to the Chippewa Valley. Yes or no, Chad?
It works for me. Depends what side of the street I'm on since we live around here.
All right.
But no, that makes a lot of sense. And I kind of consider this north central Wisconsin, and anything above us is definitely northern Wisconsin. Up north, I think that fits very well.
Pat?
I thought Governor Evers answered my question about it very well. It's a state of mind.
You're right. I heard that. I love that.
Where do you feel like you're up north? Because let's face it, there's some of our Illinoisian friends get to Lake Geneva and they go, oh, I'm up north. Here,
right.
So if it works for them and they spend their money here, it works for us.
Well, one of the reasons we wanted to take this show up here is we're really trying at Civic Media to bring different voices from different parts of the state and let others hear that. So Pat and I were down at Milwaukee last week to the state education convention down there. Folks from all over the state. We interviewed somebody from Door County, actually, a school board member. That was super interesting. But I think it's important that we're here. It was great to have Dr. Gretel Stock, the dean of Stevens Point, Wausau, and Marshfield on. I know, Chad, you've interviewed her before. You're an alum, correct?
It was UW Marathon County at the time, right. UWSP at Wausau. It was vitally important to me, vitally. I was not ready to go to the four-year school. I was a late bloomer, I guess you'd call it. And I found... And I went to Eau Claire, and I loved Eau Claire as well. I loved both schools I went to. But I found the education, the classes I took here in Wausau to be right at the top. I mean, the professors were outstanding. I think, again, they're so important. It hurt me and others that I went to school with when it went to the current system as well. But sure, it is what it is. But no, I'm very proud to have gone there, and it gave me so many opportunities. It really was great. And it also, again, the financial aspect is important. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really did save a lot of money because I was able to live at home for those 2 years and be able to graduate after my years at Eau Claire with a lot less debt than I would have.
Pat Kreitler, you spent a term, 4 years, in the Wisconsin State Senate representing Northwest Wisconsin around the Chippewa Valley area. That's where you live. That's where you're located. Your show is located at. Speak to us a little bit about, I know your program this morning, Up North News Radio from 6 to 8, you had folks from the Wisconsin Education Network on. How important, and as we move into 2024 in northern Wisconsin here, higher education and K-12?
Well, I mean, the entire range is important, and it's worth constantly reminding people to stop looking at education, especially higher education, as some kind of a threat. Like, oh, if they go off to college, you know, they'll never come back, and you know, that you'll have this brain drain and everything. Keeping your kids from getting a great education is not a sound long-term economic development plan. There are people who will grow up in small north towns up north who will move away. There's also people like me, you know, from the Twin Cities who will move into a Chippewa Falls because of the opportunity that's there for me and for my wife. So, you know, people need to understand that if you're sending a kid, you know, eventually to Eau Claire, Madison, Stevens Point, UWM, whatever the case may be, you're planting seeds for long-term growth that might not bring that particular kid back up north, but you're creating opportunities to grow your economy and to, you know, to improve your future in so many different ways. You just, when you attack education at any of these fronts, you're just eating your seed corn. You should know that by now.
Pat, I want to start with you, and we'll get Chad involved as well. To me, there was disturbing news this week in terms of healthcare in northern Wisconsin, with hospitals and clinics closing in the Chippewa Valley area. Pat, I know you've talked about it on the air. Your wife is in healthcare. You also have Dr. Lyerly on as a regular guest. When we talk about access to affordable healthcare across all Wisconsin, but let's focus on northern Wisconsin, what do these closures mean to you and the people of this region?
Well, they continue a trend. Now, Eau Claire is not rural Wisconsin per se, but serves a very large rural area around it. And so when you make a move that puts 1,000 people out of work because Eau Claire is such a healthcare hub, it can't help but make an impact. And, you know, rather than do a deep dive into, you know, what HSHS's business plan was or things like that, I'm trying to look forward on this whole matter that, yes, HSHS is closing down Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls and putting, you know, these 1,000 people out into the marketplace. There is an opportunity there, rough as it is. The other players, Mayo and Marshfield and Oakleaf and the others, they are dying to find new hires. It's so tough to find staff. So in the short term, a lot of these folks who want to stay working in the healthcare industry are probably going to be able to find other positions because there are so many open positions. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take away from the challenge of delivering rural healthcare in the greater Chippewa Valley area, the greater Wausau area. We're getting to a time, as I've said on the show many times, when you have so many other smaller communities getting out of the labor and delivery business. I mean, right now there's Marshfields Hospital in Rice Lake, and then there's what's left in Eau Claire, and then there's Duluth, Minnesota. Wow. That's it. You want to deliver a baby somewhere in there, you'd better get a head start if you're you know, deep in a rural area, because we don't have that kind of infrastructure in our small Wisconsin towns the way we used to.
Chad Holmes, I saw you shaking your head when Pat mentioned Marshfield. I know that's a major healthcare provider here in Wausau.
Absolutely, and I think Pat really hit a lot on the head there. And even to broaden it out a little bit about rural challenges generally, something I talked about with a guest earlier from the Marathon County Board this week is not just healthcare, but whether it's high-speed internet. And there's so many challenges that I think that the folks that are in the metropolitan areas have to realize that, boy, we have to keep a close eye on a lot of these issues in the rural areas in order to provide what they need and service them in the way that they deserve.
Pat, about a minute and a half left. Any takeaways from you from Governor Evers' state address last night that you thought really stood out to you?
Well, the one that I'll choose, because there are many different ones, the pointed shot at Tim Michaels, he's not here giving the state of the state. I thought that was the line of the night, but I'll let you handle that later on. For me, from an up north perspective, it was the governor, again, finding a way around Republican obstruction in order to secure the funding to pick up about 70,000 acres of the Pelican River Forest and protect that area. And protect doesn't mean there won't be development in and around the area and recreational opportunities. It just means it will be managed development, not willy-nilly that threatens the environment and threatens jobs. So, you know, the governor really scored a big win for Northern Wisconsin with that one.
We're going to come back. You're perfect as always, Mr. Kreitlow, because we have Wisco Paul on the phone. He wants to talk about the Pelican River Forest. We'll do that on the other side. But for now, don't forget, you can listen to Pat Kreitlow every morning, 6 to 8, across the Civic Media Radio Network on Up North News Radio. Patrick, thank you so very much, my friend. I appreciate you.
There's Chad and Jeremy in the background. All right, guys, sing on. We'll talk to you later.
We'll come back with Chad Holmes right here as we're on location at WXCO Radio in Wausau, Wisconsin, downtown. More from the All Ball Show on location on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm here in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. I should be happy as a man can be. I can hunt and I can hike and I can fish and I can bike, and in the wintertime I can ski. But I'm staring at my shoes at the Bull Falls Brew, and I know why I'm feeling blue. WAUSA, and the only thing missing is you. Wausau, Wisconsin is a far away.
Leave that up.
Wow.
That, if you want yourself, if you ever get a radio show, what you want is you want yourself a fantastic producer like Aaron Zommers, who can find that kind of stuff. Nicely done, but let's give some credit there. Who is that?
Yeah, this is WAUSA, and the only thing missing is you by Glenn Moberg.
Oh, I...
You know Glenn?
Glenn Moberg was a longtime television and radio newscaster, real fast here.
Really, yeah.
Really good guy. He was at Channel 7 and Channel 9. Then he worked at public radio for a number of years. And then, unfortunately, he passed away at too young of an age, but he was a respected guy, a Central Wisconsin guy for many years. He came in as one of the newscasters, and he never left. And, it's great to hear his name again.
Well, that's fantastic. Great, great. Thank you for the backstory. So this is what you need. You have people from – this is what Civic Media is about. We have people that live in the area, that are from the area, like Chad Holmes here in Wausau, that can give you that personal insight. And that's what's so cool about Civic Media is we're not a bunch of people that were brought in from New York and Los Angeles and Miami. Nothing wrong with those places, but it's a Wisconsin radio network that it has people from Wisconsin. And we appreciate you, Chad.
Well, Glenn would have fit right in with this. I think he may have had my job. He was that good. So that's like...
Well, we're sorry we lost him, of course, but happy to have you here. Happy to have Mr. Zomers find that for us. We'll hear some more of that a little bit later in the show. Coming up, we have Jeff Ania after the bottom of the hour, an author who has some great books we're going to talk about of Northern Wisconsin life. Right now, Chad Holmes, the Chad Holmes Show, every morning, 8 to 10, here in Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. Also...
Real quickly, because you touched with Pat before you get to the next topic about K-12 education. Yeah. Starting tomorrow, we're going to be bringing in the candidates for the Wausau School Board. And I think that one of the incumbents, Karen Vandenberg, will be joining me at 9:20 tomorrow morning. It's very, again, I've invited them all. I've had good response up to this point. Obviously, you try to get them all on. Right. But again, I think, you know, that the thing since I started this program, and man, it's... Time flies. It's incredible. Yeah. Back in around Labor Day of 2022, probably the most interesting and maybe the story that's been the biggest story has been what's been going on in the Wausau School District in terms of first deciding to consolidate East and West High and then late last year to decide not to. So we're going to talk to these candidates about that issue and a whole bunch more. But again, K-12 education is, I think, not just here, but really throughout the state is just a massively important issue that's definitely not going away anytime soon.
Well, we appreciate you bringing that to the local listeners. Again, Civic Media is doing our best to cover these stories that corporate media is not going to cover. So glad to have your leadership on that and bring those stories to the folks of the Wausau area here. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly back to the phones. Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, I think you wanted to talk about what Pat Kreitlow had talked on, the governor's speech last night, in terms of a Pelican Forest River. What say you?
Yeah, thanks a lot for taking my call, Todd. God, Wausau is a beautiful area. I used to fish in Tomahawk, and I just love northern Wisconsin. I used to do some hunting up in Crandon, and I'm so happy that Governor Evers found a way to save that. It's just a simply beautiful area, and I just had to give him a shout-out for that. And I'm glad to go to station in Wausau. Like I'll say again, as somebody from the Madison area and southern Wisconsin area, I just love northern Wisconsin. It's just a beautiful place to be in the summer. And also in the winter, if you like the snowmobile. So I just wanted to give that shout out. So thanks a lot for your show there, Todd. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, Wisco. Thanks for calling in. Always great to take your call. Let's go quickly back to Green Bay. Steven in Green Bay, you get two for, but make it quick, please. Got a couple more things I got to do with Chad. What do you want to add, Steven? Go ahead.
I'm just going back to kind of what Pat Kreitlow was talking about HSHS, and I might call back at a different time to talk about this more time. But I used to work for HSHS, and so I have a little bit of insider knowledge about how it works and the old CEO and the new CEO. And let's just say there was some administrative decisions that were made that ended up biting them in the backside later on. And I'm not going to get too far into it, but I will call back. But it just shows. Yep. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen. I always appreciate the call, Stephen. And we'll say, I want to do Chad Holmes of the Chad Holmes Show here in Wausau. I want to do a special show or two on rural healthcare. So, that's for the future. Maybe we could involve. Maybe we could do a cross show. Maybe start it on your show and
be interesting. Yeah. When you think about when we hear those, where for some people you have to go to Duluth. In this era where we're in 2024 and rural folks have to go that far. Again, it really makes you shake your head, doesn't it?
It really does. I've left you all about 4.5 minutes here in our final segment, but I appreciate you so much. You're a guy who calls all kinds of high school sports. You and Phil Nee do more high school sports than anybody else in our network.
I was going to ask you real fast. I have my big high school sports show tonight, so you should hang around and be my co-host tonight. You know, let's hang
promo
out.
That. What, 6 what,
to
what
8
is
p.m.,
it?
6 to 8 every Wednesday all night. Right. We talk high school sports. We bring in a coach and a student athlete, and we're bringing in the D.C. Evers hockey coach tonight, and a young lady, a multi-sport athlete at Wausau West, who's a great hockey goaltender herself, so Claire Kalmus, and really, really good. It's always, again, I love being able to talk to coaches and especially the kids, because they don't do long form interviews very often, and usually it's the first time, and they usually come in a little bit nervous, but we handle them very nicely, and they're always so very excited about it. So again, it's really a cool. I really have loved doing this show for a number of years. So anybody that can tune in on the app, tune in tonight 6 to 8 p.m. or also even listen to it as a podcast afterwards.
Give us a flavor, Chad, as someone who grew up here, went to school here locally, at least a two-year college. And
I went to D.C. Everest here in the area.
Wow, D.C. Everest as well. Give us a flavor. What do you think people should know about Wausau and the Wausau area? Why? What's good about it? And why should people visit?
Oh, man. I mean, it's almost like the size is really good. I mean, you have the opportunity to get a lot of, I think... I mean, we got the Grand Theater, which I think is just an amazing venue for a community this size. And what Sean Wright does, who's the executive director of the Grand, he comes in every couple of weeks to talk about the shows. We are so fortunate to get these Broadway-level shows. Yeah. It's almost like a bigger city in that respect. But at the same time, we have, I think, the comforts of being a smaller town.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you don't have to go to Madison or Milwaukee to see a great show or to go to a great restaurant. I'm hoping to take you just down the street maybe later on to a nice little cafe here in Wausau. So, again, I think we have the best of both worlds in a lot of ways.
I'm looking forward to it. And you're right. I mean, nothing wrong with the rural areas and the trees and the lakes and the concert, that's part of it. But there's also true culture here, and there's economy, and there are businesses, and a great downtown. Yeah. And if people have not visited Wausau or they haven't visited it lately, I'd really encourage them to take time, whether it's Rib Mountain skiing just north of here, some of the best skiing in the Midwest, quite frankly, or whatever it is. Come here, because it's just a great place. And Chad, you're such a part of it. Thank you for spending this half hour with us. And Chad Holmes, every morning, the Chad Holmes Show, 6 to 8, here at Bull Falls Radio.
And come by the window when you're in town, people.
All right, absolutely. We're going to come back with Jeff Nania on the other side, talking about some of his fantastic books in rural Wisconsin. We're here live in Wausau. It's the Almost Show on the Civic. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location at WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, our civic media station here in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. If you're in the area, you can listen over the terrestrial radio at 98.9 FM and 1230 on the AM dial. You can also listen via the Civic Media app. Simply download it at your iPhone or Apple Store. It is free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. So there you go. It's the Civic Media app. We are here in Wausau, and thank you so much to our guests so far. Our next guest is spectacular as well. He's a guy that I met through politics, but, he's what I would call a Renaissance man. His name is Jeff Nania. He has a wonderful background in law enforcement, and most recently, in another act of his life, has become a well-known author, has traveled around the state of Wisconsin with his books, one of them called Spider Lake, A Northern Lakes Mystery by Jeff Nania. Author Jeff Nania joins us from his home outside of Portage, Wisconsin. Jeff, thank you so much for taking time for us. It's great to see you, my friend.
Todd, I'm glad to be here. Thanks very much for asking me to stop by. And yes, I'm sitting here on the porch at our, we live in the country north of Portage, and have another place on Spider Lake, believe it or not, in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And this is, we're heated today with biofuel.
Really?
I am a biofuel creator. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to share with you how you do this.
Sure, yeah. So this is great because Jeff is not only a former law enforcement officer, but a conservationist and an author. Like I say, he's a Renaissance guy. And we're here in Wausau focusing on northern Wisconsin. As you said, you're in Portage right now, but you have a cabin on Spider Lake, which for those that might not know is just northeast of Hayward, Wisconsin, where we also have one of our radio stations, the Buzz of the North, up there in Hayward. So go ahead, Jeff. Talk to us a little bit about this biofuel that you're heating with these days.
Yeah, well, my whole plan was a lot bigger than it worked out to be. I thought maybe there were people who wanted to be involved in conservation, and I could get them to come to my farm, and we would work on biofuel projects.
Mm-hmm.
So they, no one showed up.
Uh-huh.
But I had kids who could swing an axe, and so we split firewood.
Mm-hmm.
That was the biofuel creation time.
I see, it's a simple solution, right?
It was a simple solution. And here I've taken dead oak wilt, dead trees off the farm here, and we've created biofuel. And sometimes our natural resources, what we see as a waste product, can have great value.
Yeah. So talk to us, Jeff, before we get into your books here, and they're great books, and you've gone all over the state, but tell folks your background a little bit from being a law enforcement officer and conservationist, and then how you ended up being an author.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you that, but I don't know. It just happened.
Just happened.
I was a law enforcement officer. I started out, my first job was one of the most influential people I would ever meet in law enforcement. He was a conservation warden who was stationed not too very far from where you're sitting right now.
Uh-huh.
His name was Herb Schneider. There, he was 6'7" tall.
Wow.
And he could walk across a field or down a fire lane faster than any human being on earth.
I bet.
But he was always giving me lessons.
Mm-hmm.
About what's fair, what's not fair, and about the environment and the realities of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
There turned out to be four of these wardens that came from Adams High School.
Wow.
One of them, John Holmes, equally as famous as Herb Schneider, told me that the reason he had to leave high school is because they didn't let him play football in Adams after the age of 20.
That's pretty good.
And so I got to know these guys, and an opportunity in law enforcement came up. I actually went to a job fair and signed up, and the guy said, you want to think about this? I said, nope, I've thought about it. Mm. And I went in law enforcement. I ended up being a canine officer. Mm. And you know, it's really funny. So I had a partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get a dog, you start your dogs at 12 weeks old and you train them. And but when you get a dog, you got to get rid of your partner.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, there's only so much room for everybody to sit.
Sure, yeah.
And you can't put prisoners in the back with the dog.
Right, right.
That would not be good.
No.
So I told my partner, I said, well, I'm sorry to see you go, but I got the smartest partner I've ever had right now. And
well, they're loyal, so, right?
Yeah. Loyal. She was. Let me tell you something. This was a story of a boy and his dog.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to open the door and have their dog jump in for their day? Her name was Rosie. She was wonderful with kids. And so she would go to schools with me, and kids would pull her ears and pull her tail, and she just smile at them and wag her tail. But things change, and I ended up in conservation. And I really honestly felt that there was a need. I was disappointed by some of the directions we were taking in Wisconsin, very disappointed, as a matter of fact. And I thought, you know, I wonder if I can be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the a big state senator we know, yes. One time after a heated discussion in the Capitol, he said, I said, why did you support this? And he was very frustrated with me and said, well, listen to me. This is the way it works. You weren't here.
Mm.
If you want to do something, show up. Show up or shut up. I never forgot that.
Yeah.
And I realized that an individual and a couple of individuals and a handful of individuals and a group of individuals could make a difference, could really bring something to the table. The values, our natural resource values in Wisconsin are so great. You know, without our natural resources, we're a place to stop for gas between Illinois and Minnesota.
Well said, and Jeff.
I got interested in, it was a brand new thing then, to restore wetlands. And the first one I did, this can sound like a bunch of smoke, but it's not. I couldn't believe what happened when we restored it. I honestly couldn't. It was miraculous.
Yeah.
It went from being a farm field that was way too wet to farm to this absolutely beautiful place and still there today. And that was it.
That's amazing. So we're talking to Jeff Lania. He is a former law enforcement officer, a conservationist, and also an author, written such books, the Northern Lakes Mystery Series author. And one of them called Spider Lake. Of course, he has a cabin there, a family cabin, as he said, near Hayward, Wisconsin. We are in Wausau talking about Northern Wisconsin today. And Jeff, what was the thing that made you become an author? Was there one certain thing, or how did this happen that a law enforcement officer in conservation says, sure, I can be an author too?
Well, Todd, it's hard to believe, but that's basically what happened. So I was in conservation. I was involved in a lot of different things. One of them was environmental charter schools that are spread around the state. And it came to a point where we needed to have other people take the reins of some of these things. The amount of time that was involved was incredible. So I thought about retiring. So I kind of did retire.
Okay.
But my family goes to this lake, and this is the story of being an author. Before I was born, my dad was grouse hunting in northern Wisconsin. He and a friend asked a guy at a gas station where they could stay for the night. And the guy said, just down the road. There's a fellow who's got a work camp. He's remodeling it into tourist cabins. He'll put you up for the night and feed you breakfast. So that's where they went. In the morning, my dad woke up, and it was on this beautiful lake, Spider Lake. Said to the guy, he said, can I bring my son? I had my oldest brother, was the only one then, back here for the summer? Yes, that's what I want. I want families to come here. That started a tradition in our family that has lasted 77 years.
Wow.
Every year, part of the fun was we'd pass out a mystery book written by a local author. And everybody'd read them together. We wouldn't sit in each other's lap and read them, but we'd see what page you're on. Sure. And it was great fun. So one year, just a few years ago, that writer didn't write a book. And I wrote Figure Eight.
Wow. The first book in the series. Yeah.
Figure Eight, the first publisher we sent it to, turned us down flat. But the next one said, now we've got something to work with here. And my wife and family, we all worked together, and Figure Eight got published. And I got to tell you, I'm surprised that anybody would have ever bought one of my books. But we've been very successful and very happy about it. And my books are different, Todd. They're a different kind of mystery.
In what way?
Well, every one of them has its own theme. If you want to, I have a friend who's a writer who does very well, and he'll send his hero down the main street of a downtown with a machine gun in each hand, shooting everything. If that's what you want, don't read my books. If you want a lot of profanity, don't read my books. If you want graphics, don't read my books. I'm telling you a story. And the guy in the story is John Cabrelli. And he is, by coincidence, a former police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds he's just like you and I. You know, mm-hmm. we're finding our way through life. We don't know what the next step is going to be.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things I love, Jeff, about your writing is, to me, your series, to your point, is soulful. It's soulful Wisconsin to me. And in particular, these stories take place in rural and kind of northern Wisconsin. And you said on your website, on your Facebook, books are like a love letter to northern Wisconsin. And I think that's so accurate. And I want to make sure we get out. Your last name is, if people want to find you, it is on Facebook, Jeff Nania. The last name is Nania. Again, Jeff, and then Nania is Nania. People can also go to feetwetwriting.com. Again,
and that will be linked in the podcast description, feetwetwriting.com.
Very good. Aaron's going to put that in there. And by the way, a shout out to your lovely wife, who's your publicist. We need to hire her because she did fantastic helping us do this.
But she is the smart side of this business, believe me.
I think you make a pretty darn good dynamic duo, Jeff Nania. But I want to come back. We have to take a short break here. But I want to come back and talk a little bit more about your book series of Northern Wisconsin here, the mystery, the Northern Lakes Mystery Series. And also, I know you've traveled, what is it, Jeff, around 100 times? You've gone around Wisconsin on stops, more or less, on a book tour?
Yeah.
And so I want to come back, and the question I'm going to ask Jeff on the other side, one of them, is what have you, Jeff Nania, learned as you've listened and traveled around the state, just like we're doing right now? Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show. We are live on location in Wausau, Wisconsin, at Bull Falls Radio. We'll be back on the other side with Jeff Nania right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on location at beautiful Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, Wisconsin. Mr. Zomers, give the shout out again because I forgot to write down the gentleman's name who sang that song and comprised it. Let's give them credit because it's a fabulous song.
Yes, WAUSA, and the only thing missing is you by Glenn Moberg.
Very good. The late, great Glenn Moberg here from the Wausau area. We are live on location, focusing on northern Wisconsin here. We're technically up north as we're north of Highway 29 here in Wausau. So happy to be here. Happy to have our guest. He is Jeff Nania. He is a Renaissance man, as I like to call him, a former law enforcement officer, a conservationist, and now an author of the Northern Lakes Mystery Series. Jeff Nania, once again, thanks so much for being here. I want to ask you before we, because I don't want to run out of time. You've traveled around this state, rural, urban areas from one end to the other, signing these books, doing book readings. What have you heard from people? What has impacted you the most, the takeaway from traveling throughout the state of Wisconsin?
We all agree on 97% of everything. We do.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to see a doctor when they need to. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants clean water to drink and clean air to breathe. Everybody wants to be able to be successful in their own life. All of those things. And the other 3% are fanning the flames to sell shampoo.
I like that, self-shampoo.
And They have these gigantic budgets that are paid by advertising. Mm-hmm. They open the news with drama. Mm-hmm. But time and time again, I've met so many wonderful people, you can't even believe it. I mean, they're just great stories of trips up north, of these traditional values, of all of these things. But, you know, we all love the outdoors.
Yeah.
We love it. We drive by places at 70 miles an hour and think, oh, that's beautiful. We're hiking. We have all of these things right in front of us. And the people I've met appreciate it. They care for it. The politics of wildlife and the politics of conservation are an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I think that when you start looking deeply into those issues, our ability to be successful in negotiating some kind of workable thing is we are our own impediment to being successful in doing that. I had a nice fellow who, there was this discussion recently about deer in northern Wisconsin and the number of wolves, and I mean, it's a big issue. Mm-hmm. And this person said, well, you know, you're talking about deer numbers. You're just getting that from a bunch of barroom biologists, which did not sit well for me.
Yeah,
and I asked a simple question. We do a sandhill crane count every year. Mm-hmm. And we consider that to be important information when 1,000 people go out and count cranes. Mm-hmm. 600,000 deer hunters, I bet you almost every one of them knows what a deer looks like.
Right.
So we need to take the citizen conservationist into consideration here. Yeah. We need to rebuild this long legacy we've had in Wisconsin of conservation working together and solve those problems that way. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten some really good muskie fishing tips at book events.
I bet you have.
Oh, yeah. But I've met wonderful people. And it just, you know, this is a great state. Yeah. This is a great place. There's a whole state above Madison. Mm-hmm. That whole part of the state that, you know, we should all be working together. We should all respect that.
Yeah. Jeff Dania is his name. He's a great author. If you want to view his work, if you want to purchase one of the books, I highly encourage you to do so. Go to Facebook, Jeff Dania. That's N-A-N-I-A. Again, N as in Nancy, A, N as in Nancy, I-A, Jeff Dania. You can also find his work at Feet Wet Writing, all together, feetwetwriting.com. Mr. Zommers will put it in our show notes as well. Jeff Dania, I've left you about 2 minutes. What have I not asked you, or what would you like to share with people, either about your books or anything else, in the last 2 minutes of our time together?
Well, I've been very happy with the books, but I've been mostly happy with the books because I'm telling a story of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I'm giving some people enjoyment, myself included. The one thing I would like to share, I know you only got a minute left, but I want to tell you this. So in 1946, the DNR published a book called The History of Deer. Mm-hmm. It was about white-tailed deer in Wisconsin. But some of these people who were involved in this publishing wanted to make a political statement in the 40s. One of those being Aldo Leopold. And on the back cover of this pamphlet, Aldo Leopold, in color, had this printed.
Wow.
Democracy is safest in the hands of a people who love and conserve their out of doors.
I can't think of a better way to leave this interview, Jeff, and a better way to leave this show, because you nailed it on the head, as you always do. Thank you so much, Jeff. Please
Thank
come back
you,
again.
It was a pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine, and I know our listeners enjoyed it too. It's the Northern Lakes Mystery Series. Jeff Dania is his name, available at Feet wetwriting.com. Jeff, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for being with us up north.
Thanks, Todd.
See you later. My pleasure. We sure will. Also, thanks to Dr. Gretel Stock, the Dean of UW Stevens Point, Wausau and Marshfield, Trigby Olson, Pat Kreitlove, Up North News Radio, Chad Holmes, The Chad Holmes Show, and of course, Jeff Dania, our great author. And thanks to all of you for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you back in Madison tomorrow. For now, this is Todd Allball reminding you to listen to our friend Matt Flynn direct next, live from Wausau, Wisconsin. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, keep banging your drum.